On tonight's Hillbilly Nerd Talk, fantasy football, a rundown of the Super Bowl commercials, body shaming, trolls, satire font, and don't drink and kink.
Welcome to Hillbilly Nerd Talk with Hank and Petra.
Welcome to Hillbilly Nerd Talk. I'm Hank.
And I'm Petra.
You got to watch a sporting event with me. Some you don't normally watch.
I'm not a big football girl.
Well, I'm not a huge football guy. If it wasn't for gambling, I really wouldn't watch football much, in at least at all.
You do your warped form of fantasy football.
Yeah, I invented a new way to do fantasy football that, honest to God, if I really tried, that would catch on across America.
Yeah, that's true.
It would. I can tell you real quick, here's how it goes. I'll even give this out for free. Here's your $1 million idea for whoever's listening. Most of the time, what fantasy football started, and I've had a fantasy football league, literally since the early 90s.
Yeah.
I started our fantasy football league, or a fantasy football league, when we had to hand score it. That sound like, Equinars, let me spin you yarn.
Yeah, you old fart.
Literally, we hand scored it off of the newspaper. The little blurb in the newspaper that gives you the stats of the game. We would go through that and score players. And hand score it. So you had to keep it simple.
It was Dungeons and Dragons for jocks.
It really was.
Yeah.
Well, and you had to keep it simple for that reason. Because you were hand scoring it. You didn't have 50 hours a week to calculate all that bullshit.
No.
So you kept it simple.
Now all that's automated.
Yes. And
it's just gotten crazy.
Yeah. And it's like a lot of other things. Sometimes when you complicate things too much, it ruins it.
And it did. I know the last couple of years that you were involved in that league, you were ready to pull your hair out with some of these.
Yes. You're ready to go over to a sort of buddy's house and kill him in his sleep for picking up players and sort of cheating, but sort of not.
Yeah, yeah. Well, for taking the rules and bending them every which way to their advantage. And you had a couple of guys that the way their work schedules were, they could be hovering on the computer to do trades.
Yeah, as you bring that up, yeah, that was something like our league, like at 9 o'clock on Tuesday morning, you got to pick up players. So, hell, most of us are working, but some of these guys at 9 o'clock on Tuesday morning, you know, would just hover there, and it just made it anyway. And the other things about it, and most people's leagues are like this, I mean, they calculate so many things now that it just gets crazy. Let me tell you a simple way to do this. We just drafted everybody. We had like five or six people. We all drafted three teams, the whole team. And then each week you started one of your teams.
Yeah.
And all that had to happen was the team that you started had to win. That's it.
That's fantastic. And you had to start each of your three teams at least twice. Okay.
We had that other rule. We had that was the second rule.
The two rules.
Two rules. Right.
Pick three teams. And have to start them twice.
Yep. Have to start all three of your teams at least twice throughout the year. And every week you just called in to me, the commissioner, or texted me or whatever.
Yeah. Mm,
Dallas Cowboys this week. Done. And then you could sit back and watch. And you could also root against other people.
Yeah.
You could root against their teams.
It was a very simple way to do it. And you seem to have a great time doing this year.
We had a great time. Yay. There's a market for this. I'm just telling you. There's a million.
It's just so easy that I don't know how.
I don't either.
Fuck it up by making it pay to play.
I don't either. But fantasy football, like these gambling sites, are millions and billion dollar businesses now.
Yeah,
that started with, like I said, me and some buddies did this in the late 80s, early 90s was when we started messing around with it.
With fantasy football.
Yeah. And now it's a gambling thing that's just blown out of, it's unbelievable.
I just realized you were playing fantasy football at exactly the same time I was playing Dungeons and Dragons.
Here's what we need to do.
I just looked at you. Oh my God.
Here's what we need to do. You need to come up with a gambling site for Dungeons and Dragons. There's
they
gotta
have,
be a way.
It's called World of Warcraft, and people have lost their entire life savings on that.
Damn it. You're right. They already beat us to that, too. Oh, well. Well, so back to our Super Bowl. We did get to watch the Super Bowl this week, and you had some fresh perspectives on it because you don't watch a lot of
football. I don't watch a lot of football. I don't pay a lot of attention to it. I was rooting for Atlanta because I did live in Georgia for a few years.
You're rooting for the Dirty Birds.
I was, and because of the way you say it, it cracks me up every time you say that.
Dirty Birds.
That is from Wolf of Wall Street, in case you've not seen that movie.
The dominatrix scene. God, yeah. It's great.
It's funny. But yeah, I was more watching for commercials, which I think a lot of people do watch the Super Bowl for the commercials. And I was watching for the halftime show. So I was not really into the game.
I was thinking today as I was biking, archaeologists thousands of years from now are going to look back at these Super Bowls. I really think they tell an enormous amount about our culture, what's going on at a certain place in history at a certain time. Yeah. Like the commercials, some years are more political than others. Sometimes there's anti-war commercials. And sometimes there's, whatever products they're advertising.
Yeah.
Remember, I don't know if you remember, but there's probably 2 or 3 years back in the I don't remember when, maybe early 2000s, when it seemed like half of the Super Bowl commercials were like technology.com startup companies for websites.
Yeah.
Like there was a ton of them. Like you could look back and now half of them are out of business, defunct.
Yeah.
But you can look back and see.
Exactly what was big based on the Super Bowl commercials that year.
Right. How everything's going. One thing I noticed, did you notice there was at least three that I caught, luxury car commercials.
There were
there was that Alfa Romero.
I don't even know how to, but they sponsored part of it.
So. They were huge sponsors. Mm-hmm. They paid mega money. Audi and Lexus.
Yeah.
So that's one thing I noticed at a point in time that somebody looked back and they're like, wow, they must have been balling back in 2017.
Well, and it's kind of a mini replay of 2016. I thought the Super Bowl was. I mean, because everybody thought that the Falcons had won that game, just the same way everybody thought that Hillary Clinton had won the election.
You know, there was a million tweets about that. I didn't tell you because then I'll get you all riled up, but. There was lots of stuff. I feel the same way as I felt on election night and things like that. There was a ton of those.
Not quite the same, but I mean, there was huge sense of disappointment there because I was like, wow.
Yeah. And there was a lot of that. So, I've noticed that about the commercials.
The commercials were great. And I've got to say, there were several companies that, because they went there, they were political this year and they were anti-wall, pro-refugee, 84 Lumber has earned my business. Budweiser, if I drink beer, I can't drink Budweiser, but I could drink Redbridge. Like, that will be my beer. Like, there are several companies that I think it's outstanding. Boycotts, protests be damned, they said what they wanted to, and I thought that was fantastic.
Yeah. Well, here's a website I found called yardbarker.com.
I think I've seen Yardbarker before.
Well, they have a good little article here on the Super Bowl commercials, just to kind of jog our memory a little bit. They go through best and worst is how they're doing this.
All right.
They thought the Mr. Clean, now let's see, best. Nintendo Switch. Did you see I don't remember seeing a commercial for Nintendo.
I don't either, but I was cooking part of the Super Bowl.
Yeah, me too. Worst was Skittles. This is the best and worst.
You know, they've been doing that thing, the Skittles pox, where they pick the Skittles off of each other, and it's just kind of gross, and I don't like those commercials.
You know, I don't care for them either. And the one that I saw...
And I like Skittles.
The one that I saw was kind of disgusting. I don't really I still don't understand it. If I cared, I would go back and try to look, but then I feel like they kind of getting me, so I don't really want to look. Oh. But it's something where these people would walk over to like a bed, then they would sit down, in front of the bed, and the camera view is you, like, in front of a bed, not on a bed, but they were leaning against a bed. So okay. You'd walk over, sit down, lean against the bed, and they'd make these ooh and kind of funny sounds and kind of wiggle and squirm a little bit, and then they would get up, walk away. Then another person would come, sit down, do the same thing, and they did that for like 3 or 4 people. And then somehow a little monster appeared from the bottom, and it was like this monster. I don't know if the monster was biting their butt, supposedly, or giving them blowjobs.
I'm so confused.
It was awful. Like, nobody understands this.
But now I want to watch this.
But we are, first of all, any of these commercials, no matter how bad they are, we're going to talk about them. Everybody else is going to talk about them. So they get some traction.
Yes.
Let's just say that. Yes. I know I'm being tricked a little bit. Okay. So everybody out there. I'm big on not being tricked. I know I'm not being tricked here, or I know I'm being tricked a little.
Yeah, because we're talking about it, but I don't know. It's kind of a tradition to talk
said,
about the Super Bowl commercials. What about the Febreze commercial?
That was
2 minute joke.
I thought that was pretty good.
I thought it was funny.
Yeah, the Febreze poop joke. That was good. Everybody hated this T-Mobile Justin Bieber commercial. And it was just dancing, just a bunch of dancing crap.
You know,
he's in big glasses for some reason in a tuxedo.
He was in a couple of commercials for the Super Bowl, but I remember the one. Was he on the couch with not Gary Oldman? Oh, he was on the couch with somebody. Oh,
who was Justin Bieber?
Champagne. What's his name?
I have no idea.
Oh, well.
Where you're going with that? Sorry.
Okay. Ignore me.
Everybody says he looks like the guy from the Dancing Six Flags commercial. Remember Six Flags? They had a dancing old dude.
Not really.
He looks like that, except old.
Except old. Okay.
So I don't know if Six Flags somehow paid T-Mobile and they got in it, because everybody says that. So I don't know.
I don't know.
You know, I was thinking today.
Or T-Mobile ripped off Six Flags. Who knows?
I keep hearing, this is a little side thing here, but I keep hearing a ton of George Michael songs on the radio now that he's passed away. We didn't hear any before he passed away.
Not so many, no.
And he had a few okay songs, but
yeah.
Frankly, yeah, most people think he was okay at best. If Justin Bieber dies tomorrow and we have to hear a million Justin Bieber songs the rest of our lives, I'm going to be fucking pissed. Just saying.
I agree.
So we need to take care of this man.
Is that Justin Bieber, or is that, and you're calling him Beamer now, or is it Justin Timberlake? It's Justin
Bieber. It says Justin
Bieber. Bieber, okay. Well, you're the one that's close to the screen, not me.
Yeah, I
can't tell.
For once, I can see.
And it looks like he's actually cut his hair, so whatever.
Here's one of the best, the Budweiser commercial. The Immigrants.
Yes.
Born the Hard Way is the name of it.
That was, I'm going to tear up. That was powerful. That was moving.
That was good, and it was good to remind us of what immigrants can do.
Yeah.
It's easy around here. Everybody, fuck them, towel head, motherfuckers, and blah, blah,
You're
blah.
You're making fun of people not agreeing with it.
Of course I'm mocking people.
Yeah.
And these are the same jackasses who, you know what I mean, these white
who
trash rednecks that do
who
nothing.
Who want to build a wall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and these same immigrants who they are talking shit about are the very ones that are the ones who
built this fucking country.
Well, who can start, I was getting ready to say, in their hometown, they've started Chinese restaurants, Mexican restaurants. At a minimum, there's that.
Yeah, there's all kinds of businesses.
There's the Iranian
restaurants.
Yeah, there's the Iranians down at the Shell station.
Yeah.
Like, these people have moved into an area that is very economically depressed. And with a bunch of people that act like it's impossible to run a business here and be successful, and they do it. So good for them. So good for immigrants.
Yeah.
And this Budweiser commercial was a good, a good reminder, right?
Yes. Loved it.
How about the Wendy's commercial, cold storage?
You know what? I didn't see it.
As stupid. Just people thawing up frozen hamburgers or thawing out frozen hamburgers in a locker. It's dumb. They liked the Mr. Clean one. Did you like that one?
I thought it was hilarious.
I'm not sure I
really
remember that.
I thought it was hilarious. Like, it's the cartoon Mr. Clean guy cleaning, and the woman is obviously ogling the guy. It's very, the man is the sex object in this commercial.
Yeah.
And then, like, the guy turns around and it's actually her husband cleaning, and she, like, jumps on him, tackles him, throws him over the couch, you know.
No, that does sound fun.
It is. And it's like, everybody loves a man that cleans. And I thought that was adorable, the way.
Okay.
You know, I mean, yeah, it's funny. It's funny.
I can go with that.
Rah, rah. Little feminism there.
TurboTax worst. That's the Humpty Dumpty.
Oh, yeah. That was gross and creepy.
Yeah. He looked creepy.
Yeah. I didn't like that at all.
Yeah. Screw Humpty Dumpty. Let him die. Best Wix? Wix.com.
I didn't see that one.
Or Wix.com. I don't think I saw it either. Squarespace, John Malkovich.
Yes. That one was funny. Well, that one was funny.
What's on here is worst.
I liked it.
You know, I thought it was okay. He's arguing with somebody about his name.
Well, all right, because he had a movie being John Malkovich. I mean, this is
beautiful
throwback to that. I thought it was great.
I got it.
If you didn't like the movie, then maybe you didn't get that. And it is an older movie, so maybe some people didn't get that.
I thought it was okay, and I liked it. We definitely like this one. NSF Wireless. This is one where
T-Mobile, yeah.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, it does say T-Mobile. And all that at the end of it. Anyway, T-Mobile. Yes, that was a cute commercial.
It was
the girl being naughty.
Yeah. Tell me again.
Are you going to have to overcharge me?
It is just so weird and so marginally creepy. Like, I agree. If your relatives were in the room, you're probably uncomfortable. It was well done commercial.
They said the Tide commercial was one of their worst.
I liked that. We were dying laughing when that was on because we were like, oh my God, this is brilliant. Because you were watching Twitter while you were watching the football game. So you were already like, oh my God, it's already up here. And I'm sure.
Well, people were tweeting before the commercial even.
I'm sure they threw it out. They knew the commercial was coming up. So they threw it up there. Somebody threw it up there to get it started, and then it was picked up just like they planned. But
I think the part of it, though, that I think was brilliant, what I'm talking about, like, he had this stain on his shirt while he was doing football stuff.
Yeah.
And people on Twitter started to notice, like, what the hell is Terry Bradshaw going on here? Like multiple people. I don't think they were set up.
Well, I think there were somebody, they kicked it off. Like, as soon as Terry Bradshaw showed his face, somebody planted, you know, there were probably plants of tweets, and it got picked up, and then more and more people started noticing, and you start looking at his shirt, and it was well done, well targeted Tide marketing, so.
It was very strategic. I can appreciate it. I'm not sure the commercial itself was very funny, but I can appreciate the strategy of they got everybody. They got everybody, including me. I'm like, yeah, did he have a stain on his shirt? What's the matter with him? And then they spring that commercial on. You're like, ah, motherfuckers, you got me. All right, you got me.
Yeah, we were laughing about it.
They like the Cam Newton for Buick commercial.
I thought that was kind of funny. I did. I mean, it's little kids. It's goofy. We're laughing about, damn it, Buicks are for old people. Why in the world do they keep trying to change their image?
They do. I swear they need to hire. They need Buick. Listen to.
You need Betty White.
Yes, exactly. You need Betty White as your spokesman and go away from damn Cam Newton and all these young
supermodels and all that. Knock it off. Yeah. Get Betty White to drive a Buick and
embrace your target audience. For some reason, old people love your product.
Yeah, and the hipsters. If you had Betty White, I think the hipsters would even like Buicks then.
Yeah,
I think it would be better to go that route than to keep beating on these young people who are always going to look at a Buick and go, it's a Buick.
Right.
My parents drove a Buick.
You're never going to get rid of that shit.
Yeah.
Never. So stop it.
Knock it off.
There needs to be some old people marketing, for Christ's sakes, for cars. They got money.
Hell yeah.
They're the ones you ought to be marketing to, for the love of Pete, as far as that goes.
Yeah, I don't understand. Anyway. Maybe baby boomers like those commercials want to feel young, I'm guessing.
We had a commercial for Stranger Things.
We barely caught that.
Yes, and we love it. We love Stranger Things.
Yeah.
It's a series on Netflix that is phenomenal. If you're a child of the 80s, spectacular.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was great. But commercial, I thought it was just like coming out in October or Halloween or something.
There's that Audi commercial.
That one made me cry.
Oh.
I mean, just bawl.
Oh. I'm not sure I saw it.
Oh, well, you don't want to watch it here.
I'll be crying.
It's a cry one.
No. Well, is he a girl in a foot? Is he in a football helmet?
She's in a she's driving a go-kart.
Ah.
So she's in a racing helmet.
Gotcha.
And he's talking about what can he tell his daughter.
Okay. Well, I may watch it, Ben. It's Audi. So again, it's one of the high-end luxury cars.
Yeah.
Snickers. I don't remember it.
Don't remember it.
Snickers at one time had, it seems like, 10 ads in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Now they're down to apparently
one or two. Toned it down a little bit, so.
Super Bowl babies?
I missed that one.
Yeah, they were all right. They were just kids dressed up as, like, football legends and famous coaches and things to do with football. Kind of like that little kid you see there.
Okay.
It was cute, but I don't even know what it was for, so it wasn't very effective. They don't even say here what it's for on the thing. So they don't know either.
They don't know either. They're just like, well, it was something.
Yeah. You know, and I'm surprised. I mean, I'm not the marketing guru of the world, but I've read enough marketing books. I own a business. I know a few basic things. And I know one thing that I've heard over and over and over. You're supposed to be able to turn the sound off on any commercial and clearly understand what the product is. That's one simple test. And I can tell you right now, there's no way you would know what the hell some of these are. That they don't even pass that test, the most basic thing.
Yeah.
So.
Well, all right. But I'm gonna argue with you, not like.
You go right ahead.
This is almost like the Emmys for commercials. The Super Bowl.
So people pay a little more attention?
Yeah, everybody's paying more attention. We did miss a few, but. You know, sometimes you have to eat.
Yep, I got you. There was an Intel commercial with Tom Brady.
Missed it.
It was nothing. It was bad.
You're agreeing with him.
Yes, it was.
All right.
Yeah, so that's all that. And then here's a few little tidbits for you from
Super Bowl tidbits.
There's 31 records broken.
I don't doubt it. That was a weird Super Bowl.
If you and you don't watch them very often, and you didn't watch every single play, I guess.
Oh gosh, no!
But you were there, you know, on your iPad and messing around. Like that's the one to see. There hasn't been one any better than that. Period. I mean, that's amazing. That's the best Super Bowl.
Wow.
Anybody could possibly watch. Here's a few. There's a few of these stats. These are just ones from. Tom Brady.
Okay.
Records for completions, 43. Number of passes, 62. Passing yards, 466. Career Super Bowl appearances, 7. Career Super Bowl completions, 207. Career Super Bowl passes, 309. Total passing yards, Super Bowls, 2,071 yards.
Dang.
Yeah. And 15 touchdown passes.
Wow.
That is insane. Like, that is unbelievable. And he's at 5 Super Bowls now. That's crazy.
Yeah. He's got 5 rings now, right?
Yes. Now he has 5.
Dang.
The running back for the Patriots set records for most receptions, 14. Most individual points, 20. Most touchdowns, 3. Actually, that was a tie. Most successful 2-point conversions, 1, along with teammate Danny Amendola, and just all kinds of stuff. Then there was obviously the biggest comeback, 25 points, most appearances by a team, 9, first downs, 30. All these are like team ones.
Wow.
Team first downs, team offensive plays in the Super Bowl. Because
I really thought the Falcons were going to win.
well, so did everybody else in the world. My goodness sakes. Well, just a heck of a game to watch.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know he got his shirt stolen in the locker room?
I heard about that too. I wonder who stole his dang shirt. Like, it'll be up for auction somewhere eventually.
Yeah, how are they ever going to do that? They will be arrested in a second. But yeah, but how would you even prove it? I mean, is there some special emblem, logo, something?
Oh, I'm sure. I bet. I
like
bet
officially
those...
played, like the ones you get in the store.
I bet you that they're... That there are official team uniforms for Super Bowl, 51, blah, 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 blah. There's some logo those.
To delineate that this was an official worn in the game kind of jersey?
I don't know if it's like official worn in the game, but I'm sure, you know, it's going to have Brady across the back and... You know, some kind of official. I'm sure they have special uniforms for the Super Bowl. Come on.
And you saw this dude, this Julian Edelman. We talked about that dude.
Is that the one with that was that making all the plays?
Oh, yeah. I made all the catches. That one catch that was inches from the ground that he climbed over three people and juggled and...
Popped it up in the air and still caught it.
And there he is. I told you, like, that's him without his helmet.
He looks like who's the guy from The Hangover, the beardy guy? I'm sitting a ways from him.
Oh, God, I can't think of who you're...
Galifianakis.
Yes.
That's who he looks like from back here.
That's like an in-shape Galifianakis. If Galifianakis was an athlete, he'd be Julian Edelman. Well, we said he looked like every white trash drug dealer that hangs out under the sycamore tree next to the Dollar General here in Hazard.
Exactly.
Maybe that could be a breeding ground for great...
For great football players.
For great white athletes. Somehow, they're hanging around.
They survive. Past puberty.
Yeah, exactly. But anyhow, so yeah, Edelman does not look like an elite athlete that he is, obviously.
Well, it's the beard. The beard just throws everybody off, I think. That much facial hair is yuck. From a woman that doesn't like beards.
I got you. And Lady Gaga did a good job halftime show. She seems to have gotten rave reviews.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
All right, I didn't want to embrace Lady Gaga at first because I was like, oh my God, she's copying Madonna. I think I've told this story on here before, but like I was flying down the road with the radio on one day and something from Lady Gaga came on and I thought it was Madonna to begin with. And I was like, wow, her singing's really
impressive. Wow, Madonna has a new song out.
And then I was like, then they were like, whatever from Lady Gaga. And I'm like, damn it. I'm going to have to give her a chance. So I've really grown to like her a lot more in the last few years. And she's outspoken. I like what she stands for. I thought she did a brilliant job. There was just so much in your face and a lot of subtle stuff with her performance that I thought was fantastic.
I thought we were going to see something like Sinead O'Connor ripping the Pope's picture in half.
Oh, no, she
at
kept
the end
it, she
or
kept
something.
It in control.
But she didn't. She didn't say
she
one
kept
thing.
It in control.
She didn't say anything political. It just did her thing. And so.
Oh, there was plenty of political.
Well, there was. I mean, a lot of her songs are... I was born this way and gay, you know, the gay community has totally embraced her. So just her being there or something.
Well, and I think a lot of the, like she wore Versace and there was the big stink about nobody wanted to dress the first lady. Like a lot of the fashion houses didn't want to be associated. I'm sure that a lot of designers lined up to dress Lady Gaga for this. I love it that like she didn't come out with, they were in Texas. She didn't come out with huge pink hair. She came out with huge blonde hair, just like every other girl in Texas.
Okay.
I think that was kind of designed.
You think?
So that they can't really bust on her. Because if she was pink, if she was too flamboyant, then it gives it gives all those conservative assholes sitting there in the audience something to gripe about. I think this was very well designed and, you know, just brilliantly aimed.
Well, maybe. All that stuff you're saying goes above me, so that's above my pay grade.
Okay.
If all that subliminal stuff is there and on purpose, fantastic. But, you know.
I think it was. I think it was very well thought out, what she presented.
Well, one thing I found out today, did you know that when she jumped from the top of the Superdome, or whatever that was, but that wasn't a Superdome, whatever that was, Houston Stadium.
Yeah.
You know, she sang, was it America the Beautiful, God Bless America?
I think so.
All right, well, she sang that on top of the stadium and then jumped down on that harness. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You know that wasn't live?
It wasn't?
No, that was filmed a week earlier.
Oh.
That didn't happen.
Well, it happened.
It happened right then.
Well, good. I mean, because God, you don't want to see somebody splat on live TV.
I suppose that's the reason. They said they made up some other bullshit thing on the article I read, but I think that's what it is basically they don't want something to go wrong and somebody fall, whatever.
Yeah.
200 feet to their death.
In front of everybody.
In front of the world. There.
Yeah, no. No.
So she apparently did jump off of the stadium, but no, it did not happen live.
I'm okay with that. I really am. I'm fine.
So just so you know, we got a little trick there again.
Well, it is a huge venue for a lot of tricks. Come on, the commercials, everything. Everything.
Well, I liked her halftime show. I thought it was too fine.
Did you hear, though, this was an article from Refinery29, that internet trolls were busting on Lady Gaga.
Is this about her belly?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I saw a little blurb or something. Like, good God, people.
All right. Here's one. I just feel like Gaga's dough belly should have been tucked in better. Just saying, said at JFARTAIN. They said, consider this one of the tamest of many harsh tweets. Blown away that I'm seeing tweets about the Super Bowl saying Lady Gaga has a fat belly. Seriously.
Unbelievable. Like,
there were a lot of people that went to her. And it is ridiculous because she is probably one of the most fit, in shape women in the world. But seriously, we are so used to so many internet or like filters and Photoshop, and we don't see a real body. We never see somebody's real body.
Maybe that's part of it. Now, we've talked about it before. We've talked about it many times. I don't know. I just hate when people just pop off for no reason. I just hate when people pop off like that. I just hate it. I just hate when people spew negativity and hate and bullshit for no reason.
Yeah.
I just hate it.
I do too.
And to them, when I say for no reason, they all think they have some reason. So there's really not much reason to do it ever.
Well, I think the anonymity of Twitter and the internet have really let people be exactly who they are.
I agree. It certainly lets you see their true colors.
Because people say, oh, they act like, you know, they act like that because there's nobody. They act like that because there's no social pressure not to. Now they get to be exactly who they are.
I agree.
100%. And they're wretched, horrible, miserable people.
They act like that because they're fucking assholes. That's why. It's pretty simple. You're an asshole, so you act like an asshole. You know
it. But I mean, it's just it is so disheartening to hear and see that. I mean, and it I'm sure it keeps a lot of people from ever, you know, posting pictures or things like that. I mean, I know I don't like to post pictures on Facebook because I don't want to be criticized. And
right.
Yeah. You know,
well, I wasn't dragged into a Twitter war, but, you know, during the Super Bowl when I was tweeting and, you know, and reading tweets and you know, that's kind of how I watched the Super Bowl. I saw some tweet about, it was something negative about Lady Gaga, and it was something silly. It was something like, I don't know why they chose her. She's awful, or just something like that.
Of course.
And I just couldn't help myself. I went to that, I replied to that, or I saw who it was, and at least the picture was some dopey looking, like 17-year-old, looked like barely out of high school age kid, basically.
Yeah.
So I tweeted back to him something to the effect of, you know, if you are a millionth as successful as she is in your life in anything, it'll be a goddamn miracle. And he wrote back like, man, you didn't have to say all that. That was kind of mean or something.
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I just replied something like, fuck you, asshole. And then I just didn't do any more. He probably replied back. I know he did, and I didn't answer anymore. But yeah. But yeah, I say if you're a millionth as successful as Lady Gaga is in anything in your whole life,
then that's going to be a miracle.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you.
And I stick by that.
Thank you. Yeah.
God, these people.
What? And it's the same. Like I was laughing about, I was listening to a podcast, but like my way of listening to it was to pull it up on YouTube.
Yeah.
And I fell down the rabbit hole of the comments on the Joe Rogan podcast comments. I mean, they're horrible. I was like, my God. I mean, people are rotten. I mean, they're just deplorable.
Well, I think some of them, you know.
I think some of them are being funny.
Some
of them go too far.
We need a font for satire.
Yes.
If there was a satire font. And
million-dollar idea. Satire font.
Yeah. And then whatever that is, then it'd be okay. Then you would know, oh, okay, they're just being funny. Or they're just being, you know, they're being satirical. But
yeah.
But yeah, these internet people just are driving me crazy.
Yeah.
And once in a while, I can't help it. I'll chime in. Who cares?
I get, it makes my heart race and makes me feel uncomfortable.
Well, especially we can do it through our show. I mean, I'm not going to do it to people in general in the community. Yeah, you're just going to.
Exactly.
You can't win that way. You're not going to win anyway, but once in a while, if you just want to pop off yourself to some jackass, you know?
Yeah.
Just don't get drug in too much, you know? Then you end up, they suck you in.
You know, the ones that want to like drag me into confrontation on Pinterest with comments, like all you have to do is click back to like their homepage, their boards, and you can see. And logic does not work with these people. Like logic is not their strong suit. You're not going to be able to have a discussion with them.
Well, let me tell you, all you people out there who tweet and who will say, oh, I'm just having fun. I'm just trolling people. It's no big deal. Let me tell you something.
If people kill themselves over that.
Well, and if you're using your real account, like a Facebook page, and you're doing anything like that, like I have a job. I own a business. When you apply for a job, that's one of the first places I'm going to check is your Facebook page. And if you've got a bunch of jackassery up there, you're not getting a goddamn job.
Not from us.
So, right. You're not getting a job from us. And I know there's other people out there doing the same thing. So just remember that the more people you piss off, the more you're just going to make it hard for yourself in life. So there you go.
True.
There's Uncle Hank's wisdom for a Tuesday. And here's some more wisdom for you. I'd have saved this article just for you. You know, there's nothing wrong with having a sexual fetish, having fun, doing your thing, whatever it is. How many times have we said this? As long as no old people, kids, or pets are harmed in the process, for God's sakes, go for it. Right?
Yeah, whatever.
Of course. Do your thing. Well, you can't mix that shit up. All right?
Okay, what's going on here?
Well, apparently, a dude in Pittsburgh, 51-year-old Daniel Marchese, drinking and driving, basically passed out on the wheel. Well, I guess he had been drinking and driving, and he must have somehow pulled off the side of the road or wrecked on the side of the road. They found him semi-conscious behind the wheel of his car.
Okay.
Wearing his pink lingerie.
Okay, that's embarrassing.
It's a little embarrassing.
And now there's a new, now there's an article on it, so everybody in the whole country gets to hear about his embarrassment, and they published his name. Yeah, don't do that.
Don't
be safe.
Right. You
be
see,
safe.
That broke our rule of harming other people. You don't go drinking behind the wheel in your lingerie. Stay in your house and
get absolutely shit faced at home. Yes. Pass out on your own couch.
Dress up in your lingerie.
Nobody has to know.
Get your girlfriend to spank your ass.
Or
tell her you're naughty. Or if you're by yourself, get dressed up in your lingerie. Jerk off. Whatever. You don't have to get in the car and drive around.
Oh,
all shit
buddy.
Right?
Oh, that's bad. That's bad.
They also found an open bottle of whiskey and two guns.
Oh, shit.
And when the police officers came around to the car, he kicked at them and threatened them.
Of course.
In his pink lingerie.
I bet you they had body cameras on, and this is on some cop website that they're all laughing about. What do you want to bet?
I think this guy partied like nobody's ever partied before.
It kind of sounds like he did. Wow.
Open bottle of whiskey, two guns, wearing lingerie, kicking at police officers.
Golly.
Now that's
Can you imagine putting him dressed like that in a drunk tank?
Now that's a story for old. Let me tell you what old Uncle Dan did the other day at the, at the family reunion.
This guy's never going to hear the end of it. He's going to have to move, change his name.
Good old Uncle Dan.
Jeez.
Charges included drunken driving, indecent exposure, aggravated assault, and weapons offenses.
Wow.
Ah, poor Dan. Marchese? Marchese. M-A-R-C-H-E-S-E.
Oh, make sure that everybody knows his name.
Well, I want to pronounce his name right. Dan Marchese. Okay, so there you go. There's your story for the day. That was in Pittsburgh, by the way. I bet it was cold driving around in lingerie up in Pittsburgh.
Why would I just don't understand that.
By yourself? You'd think there'd be somebody in the car with you.
I just don't understand. Like, I just don't understand why you would do that.
Why you wouldn't drink whiskey and ride around the car. Who knows?
Who knows?
His mistress commanded him.
Whatever. Oh, my gosh. That's awful.
Here's what happened. His mistress commanded him to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't have enough gumption to do it, so he had to get drunk to do it. And then that's what happened.
So whose fault is it, his or hers?
His.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
It's always his fault.
Can't drink and do that.
God, what an idiot.
Use your safe word, for God's sakes.
Who
that's
knows?
Use your safe word.
All right, let's move forward. This is too much. Poor dude.
Have you got one more? I didn't know you had anything.
No. All right, everybody.
Is that all?
Yep.
Yeah, I think that's about enough for tonight. Why don't you give us a good sign off?
All right, everybody. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you next week.